We do not like to wait, do we? We are a culture that craves instant gratification. We want what we want when we want it, which is usually right now. So when we are delayed or have to wait for a response or be put on hold for anything, anxious thoughts and feelings of distress may arise. I had to call an airline recently about a flight. You know where this is going, don't you? While I did really want to take care of the matter quickly, it was a day I actually was not in a rush. What a gift those days are. So as I waited on hold, it wasn't a big deal. I was doing other things, chilling to the on hold music, when I finally got a customer service representative. She had the very same issues I had with trying to fix my flight. She had to call her supervisor, who then put her on hold. I was on hold with her, she was on hold with her supervisor, and who knows if the supervisor then had to go to someone else. We were in a holding pattern, going nowhere, simply waiting. While I was growing my patience, the issue was ultimately resolved. While I will never get those 45 plus minutes back, the experience did get me thinking about where we go for help. I needed help to fix my flight, so I called customer service. Customer service then needed help, so they called a supervisor. We were all lacking. Not a day goes by that most of us aren't needing help or looking for answers. So many circumstances, from the moment we rise to the moment we lay our heads down at night, we live searching for the who, what, when, where, and why of life. I usually get stuck on the how. God, how will that happen? Or how will you work this out? What I'm so grateful for every single day and what brings peace to my soul, no matter how many questions I may have or how much help I need in any given moment, I never have to wait on receiving it. It's available 24/7. Psalm 121:1. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. My God doesn't sleep. I can lift up my eyes when they may be clouded by confusion and worry and fear. And in that moment, I'm not put on hold. I'm not given a regimen to help myself or something else to put in my coffee. No. I am helped by the maker of heaven and earth. He sees me and knows me so well and cares about what's going on around me. All I need is to look to him to guide me with truth and hold me as I rest in him. What that looks like in real life is far from a holding pattern, because you see, even in our waiting moments, he is active, and our faith is an active, moving faith that is watching and waiting and trusting he is at work. And in his time, he will move on our behalf, and we need only be ready to join him. Don't help yourself right out of the arms of God. He is all you need. Healthy boundaries, habits, and routines are good. We need them. But know right now, today, where your true help comes from. Seek the Father before you seek social media and call on the opinions of this world. God never sleeps. He doesn't take bathroom breaks. See 1 Kings 18:27 for that one. And he will never put you on hold. He is as near as the air you breathe. That's the truth. If you've never experienced a God like that, put your faith in mine. He is the one true God, Father, Son, and Spirit, the maker of the heavens and the earth. He is mighty to save, and he loves you right where you are. I'm Lori Klein.